There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, NBA. I was joking about the April Fool's thing earlier, but I'm starting to get really mad.
Yeah, me too.
Within the category of, like, betting mad. Here's the thing. When we talk about football awards, right, and we did all year long, we can have actual discussions about, oh, I think Brock Purdy should be the MVP. Oh, I think Lamar Jackson should be the MVP. And you kind of understand what one person is saying and what the other person is saying. Oh, no, but if you look at the analytics, this. Or take the comeback player of the year, maybe the better example, right? Those who thought DeMar Hamlin would be the comeback player of the year, they had their reasoning. He almost died on the field. Those who thought it was somebody else should be, you know, it should be adjudicated on the field itself. You understand the reasoning. Baseball, same thing. Strider versus Snell. If these advanced stats manifest on both of them, Strider is clearly the better pitcher. They never did manifest. But people understand what the other side's argument is, even if they, you know, one side ends up being correct in the end and the other isn't. Not the case in the NBA. This is driving me up the wall. Victor Wembanyama is now, what, minus 11 to 1 to win Defensive Player of the Year now?
Yeah, so
he's
yes.
Drifting?
Hanging around double digits, yep.
Okay, let me just, here we go. I've been doing this for 2 months now, and y'all thought I was crazy when I first started doing it. Blocks this season. Victor Wembanyama has 226 blocks this season. Do you know what the last three defensive players of the year combined had in blocks? 252. That's the last three defensive player of the years combined, 252 blocks. Wembanyama has 226 right now. The most stocks, it's the new clever way of saying steals plus blocks in the NBA. The most stocks by a rookie in a season in the NBA. David Robinson had 457. Manute Bol had 425. Shaq, 346. Hakeem, 319. Wembanyama, 311. Might be able to pass Hakeem and Shaq and get in the third place on that. Most stocks by a rookie in a season. We already talked about many times when he's on the court versus when he's off the court. And yet, Rudy Gobert is even a stronger favorite now with a 40-20. And I get it, it's not defense. But last night, filled up the defensive stat sheet again.
Yeah, I mean,
20 is still a bunch of rebounds.
It's very much comeback player of the year. It is complete polar opposite cases, and it's just.
But what's the opposite argument that he plays, that Rudy Gobert plays for the best defensive team? Yeah, but he's not even like their best defensive player. When you take him off, nothing happens.
Yeah, because they have good players behind. On off is tricky. On off is tricky. When you're on a team as bad as the San Antonio Spurs. Your on-off numbers are going to look even better than they would because of how bad they are. And Minnesota, it's Minnesota the same thing. The drop-off from Wemby to the next guys is massive.
Look at my face.
It's massive.
I don't mind
your bet. I've never argued with the bet, okay? The bet, what you're betting on, though, is for something, for a guy to win the award who's never, that has never really been the guy who wins this award. That's all I'm saying.
I just said that we just went through the total number of blocks of the last three defensive players of the year.
It's insane.
And Wembanyama's.
Yeah.
But he's not the defensive player.
The team defense has always mattered in this award. I know, man. I got you. It's not like I've made a bet in this market ever this year, partially because of this.
How about Shea?
I would not be shocked if he wins the award and there is more national media talking about it, at least now, than there was a couple months ago. To your point, there wasn't anybody talking about it when you first brought it up. Now there's national media guys at least bringing up the fact that his stats are absurd.
That's right. They wouldn't even have the conversation with
him.
And now you hear everybody talking about it. But I'll say it again. Next year, when the Spurs aren't that much better than they are this year, no one's going to talk about how bad the Spurs are. And he's not only going to win Defensive Player of the Year next year, he's going to win it for the next 10 years in a row. It's ridiculous. Everyone's going to forget about the Spurs are bad argument. Anyway.
I can't wait to see what he opens up with at MVP next year.
Minus put a number in front of 75-0.
No. I'm a screw Defensive Player of the Year. I'm talking MVP.
Oh, yeah. He'll win MVP.
MVP, I think he's going to open, 15-1, something like that.
He's going to win multiple MVPs in his career. But
it's
he's going
to be hard.
But he's going to win 10 Defensive Player of the Year. Shai Gilgeous falling way down in MVP, I have no problem with because he just stopped scoring 30s a game. He scored like 130-point game in his last seven,
yeah,
I think.
He's playing through an injury right now. I don't know if he still doesn't deserve to be 20-1. That's absurd. Jokic minus 700. The big change in this market. Luka up to 5-1. After a bunch of Mavericks win and him keeps putting up big numbers, this was the path. Mavs got to keep winning. Got to get that 4 seed probably.
Luka 47-12-7 last night. Mavericks win their 7th straight. You think he'll win it over Jokic, though?
He could. He could make this tight if the Mavs keep winning here.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.